All right, the big story of the day is and will continue to be Syria and the Obama administration's, what I think is incredible, blundering of this case. Where it goes from here, I don't know. Early this morning, we had reports that a missile was launched in the Mediterranean. It turns out it was apparently a joint military exercise between the United States and Israel. Joining us now from Jerusalem is the Jerusalem Post legal affairs correspondent. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Yonah Jeremy Bob. Good morning, Yonah. How are you?
Thanks for having me back. I'm great.
Appreciate it. So let's start with the missile test. Was this something that was planned? I mean, it was obviously planned, but I mean, did it come as a surprise to the Israeli media?
The Israeli media, yes. Was it planned or not planned behind the scenes? Hard to say. You know, all of these things can also advertise something to the rest of the region. You know, like we've got four levels of missile defense in Israel, and look how well our Arrow to missile radar and is tracking the Sparrow missile that they launched. So officially the story is this was scheduled for a long time. They do these tests all the time. Could they have moved it a week or two this way or that way to send the message? Nobody knows for sure, but definitely possible.
Yonah, the last time we talked, you told us that the Israeli people, despite the lines for the gas mask, the Israeli military is not overtly worried about Syria because the Israeli defense forces are more than capable of taking care of Syria. The greater risk is obviously something going into the hands of Hezbollah being launched from Lebanon or something like that. With that said, the administration, the American administration now appears to be, and Secretary of State John Kerry appears to be using Israel, the defense of Israel, as one of the justifications for U.S. action in Syria. How's that playing in Israel?
Okay, so Israel is being deafeningly silent on the issue. There's a couple of reasons. First of all, there were ministers before that there was basically an official order given by Prime Minister Netanyahu not to say anything. Before that order was given, at least two ministers had slammed Obama for, you know, the baseball analogy, for a balk on the whole Syria issue. And that even if Israel might not be in the short term scared of Syria per se, that the message of what the U.S. is doing in the region, read the big issue here in Israeli minds is Iran in the future. You know, if the U.S. is hesitating, if the West is hesitating like this when 1,429 people get killed by chemical weapons, what's going to happen when Iran quietly sneaks across the nuclear weapons threshold without actually hurting anyone? Is the U.S. going to be there to finally come to the table and attack, or is Israel going to have to go it alone? And a lot of commentators are saying this could be a tipping point moment in Prime Minister Netanyahu deciding in the future he may have to go it alone in taking out the Iranian nuclear weapons program.
We are talking with Yonah Jeremy Bob from the Jerusalem Post, and of course their website is jpost.com. The politics here is something I've never seen before. I've never seen anything as muddled as this. The Secretary of State, the new Secretary of State, has only been there since January, John Kerry, goes out on Friday and gives a very passionate argument for why, makes a strong moral case for why the United States will act and will act unilaterally if necessary against Syria. And less than 12 hours later, the president says, not so fast. We're going to go to Congress first. And I've just never seen anything like this. I mean, how is the on-again, off-again nature of this being perceived in Israel?
Look, I've heard commentator after commentator say it was just astounding. The same word over again, over and over again, astounding. I agree with you. The turnabout that the Kerry was practically two different people, except that we know what John Kerry looks like. So Israel is definitely concerned about whether the U.S. is ready to project power. You know, is Israel's big brother, the United States, going to be there standing by Israel when it needs it? That's definitely what's really in everybody's mind here in terms of the bigger issues.
Let me ask you this, too, and just in the time we have left. And again, if I were the Israelis, I would be really pissed that they were being dragged into this at all, because this is a civil war. This is a Syrian civil war. This has nothing to do with Israel. This is a Syrian civil war. And yet, regardless, Israel becomes an issue because of, you know, when in doubt, send some missiles at Israel and stir that pot, and then it becomes an issue in the U.S. as well. When at the core, this is between Syria, Iran, and Russia.
I couldn't agree with you more. Look, most of the comments I've been making right now have been about how Israel is looking at all of this in terms of Iran. In terms of Syria itself, most Israelis, until a week or two ago with the chemical weapons attack, would have said, it's none of our business. Basically, this is Hezbollah and their allies and Iran against Al-Qaeda and their allies. Let them shoot it out. We feel bad for the civilians who are stuck in the middle, but it's none of our business. If those two groups want to shoot at each other, we're happy to stay out of it. The administration would be using Israel to try to get support in Congress. It is mystifying to a lot of Israelis.
Yonah, Jeremy, Bob, Jerusalem Post, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it, as always.